Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, that there's some in this country, some in this country, the United States, and we're talking about God's news behind the news here, but some of this country would love to see this country, the United States of America, become a socialist country. Believe it or not, I know that may sound strange. Not.
Yeah.
They would love it, and they're embracing socialist ways. Mm-hmm. But I want you to just to look a little bit over the horizon and see what's happening in Venezuela, who is a socialist country. Mm-hmm. Now that Hugo Chavez has passed away, his predecessor won some sort of an election.
Mm-hmm.
Some are contesting that. New president is Nicolas Maduro. And right now in Venezuela, right now, the president blames toilet paper shortage on the rich. This is not a joke. This is really happening. This is really happening. He says, this is the president said, that the shortages in luxury items are the result of a shadowy conspiracy concocted by his wealthy and conservative opponents. Toilet paper.
Wow.
Okay.
A luxury item. A luxury item.
Luxury.
Luxury item.
As opposed to?
I don't know.
Banana leaves?
We can take so many things for granted in this country. I mean, we take for granted that we have running water, that we have a plumbing system that actually works.
Mm-hmm.
It's sanitized.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We take all the blessings of that we have in this nation. And let me tell you something. We have an amazing country. We have an amazing document in the Constitution.
Right.
I mean, when you think about the Founding Fathers, and we've talked about it quite a bit here on VFN Radio, we encourage you to go on the torch and type in Constitution, type in America, and you will be so encouraged by these segments. And what we want to do is stand for truth, stand for freedom, stand for the rights that God has given us. Government just recognizes the rights that they're there to. The Constitution is to enforce the God-given rights.
That God has already given us, yeah.
The Congress is not giving us rights. They're just defending and enforcing that those rights are protected.
Yeah.
And we live in a blessed land. But you look over the water, this is a nation, by the way. This is a nation that produces so much oil. And this is a nation that owns
Citgo.
Citgo, okay?
Wow.
I think they're like the fourth largest producer of oil in the world. And yet, they have a shortage of toilet paper. Let me tell you something. I think we have a very good system here in America, in these United States. It would do us well. It would do us well to recognize that. Oftentimes, sad to say, that it's only when people lose things that they appreciate what they had. Why go through that? Why should we have to lose this great country? Why should we lose this awesome document because we fail to appreciate it? And you know, right now we've been sharing the Constitution, and we've grown in a greater appreciation. I know I have in the last year of the Constitution. We're learning and growing and studying these documents. I mean, the Declaration of Independence, 27 reasons why we left England and King George.
Right.
I mean, it's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
I think about the importance of that, just like what you're saying, as far as being able to recognize what we have. You know, a lot of people have talked about that conversation. They go camping, they're out in the wilderness for a couple of days, and they realize the importance of running water, a shower. And it's so significant you bring this up. I was in the in a bathroom a couple of days ago, and I noticed that a toilet has, for every flush in America, I don't know how efficient it is, but it's almost 2 gallons. And when I was overseas, there's some nations that don't have running water.
No.
They have to walk miles upon miles just to get a gallon or 2 gallons for their family to be able to cook. And it's just like the blessings that we have in this nation are not by accident. It's because they were built upon, it's like we were talking about on yesterday's program, a Christian named Christopher Columbus that found this nation and God gave us this. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't want to lose this.
Yeah.
But God loves us enough to take it away for us to turn back to him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was the Jews during the time that they were being expelled out of Spain that actually...
Yeah, I never knew that. That's powerful.
Is that amazing? Yeah. They gave money to Christopher Columbus to find them a place.
A new land.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
A new land where they can worship God. And remember that we also learned this year that the Puritans...
Yeah.
The Puritans came to America to what? Worship God. It's like God had a plan here. You know, mm-hmm. he was stirring the hearts of people. And you just see what's happening for America. We need to pray for America. You know, we keep talking about yesterday's program. It just keeps coming up. But you know, it was an awesome prophetic word that there's hope for America. Stay the course. It's a prophetic word that was shared by Dutch Sheets. Mm. And listen, we just need to stay the course. We need to stay focused on the Lord. We need to continue to abide. We need to continue to share the truth. And we need to stand for what is right.
Yeah.
And be encouraged that we're holding ground. You know, you're holding a place of truth. So many times people get discouraged because they think that, you know, am I being effective? Am mm-hmm. I really doing something? And they don't realize that you are a link in the chain. You are a brick in the wall. You are mm-hmm. a gate. And if you stop holding your position, if you stay focused on yourself and you stop holding your position, guess what that means? It means that the enemy can put a foothold, can put a toe in that spot that you were holding.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Everybody's significant. Sure, some can do more than others. Some have more talents than others. But what you have, you got to work it.
Nobody
you know, work what you got. Work right. what you got.
Nobody else can do your part.
That's right.
You know, you've got a responsibility that no one else can carry out but you alone.
That's right. Because everybody has a role to play.
That's right.
Everybody has a role to play, and the biggest thing that the enemy can do, and we can be our worst enemy, is mm-hmm. to be self-focused, self-criticize, and say, well, I'm not doing much. Mm-hmm. You know, what can I do? I am just, listen, you can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do a lot. First of all, being on the right side is important.
Definitely.
Amen.
And then learn, grow. You know, learn about the Constitution listen, we took the citizenship, mm-hmm. If you missed that, that was an awesome experiment. It was
definitely eye-opening experience.
Eye-opening experience, but we took the game, we made it into a game where we answered 5 questions at a time, and Pat and I were answering the question, and Greg was...
We attempted to answer the question.
Thank you for the correction. Absolutely. We attempted to answer the questions. Thank you.
We learned a lot through that, though.
Yeah, we did. Greg moderated. We had the music and the whole thing going on there, you know, as we answered questions. But we learned mm-hmm. what everyday people have to learn
right.
when they want to become a citizen of this great country. They have to pass a test. Mm-hmm. And how many of us have taken those truths for granted, that mm-hmm. knowledge for granted, just because we were born in America?
That's right.
And I've had the luxury to live in a different place where I've seen people come from all over the world, and I've seen firsthand, I've heard firsthand the sacrifices mm-hmm. That people have made just to come.
Just to get here.
To America. Yeah. I remember meeting a Vietnamese man who, when he shared his story with me, I mean, you know when you meet someone and all time like freezes and you realize, okay, whatever I was about to talk about, I'm not going to say anything at all, and I just need to listen right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is important. And I had that encounter with this man. He shared with me how he came over from Vietnam, I believe in the 80s, and this conversation probably took place, you know, early 2000, somewhere around there. And he said, we came here to the United States. Actually, Christians brought his family over.
Oh, wow.
Some sort of agency, a Christian agency, they brought them over, and some of his family stayed, some of them went. Yeah. He said, I came to the United States with just the clothes on my back, literally. We didn't have anything to bring. We just, you know, he said he boarded the boat, as I remember, with slippers or sandals type things. That's it.
Uh-huh.
T-shirt, whatever. They came here, they learned English. I believe they came, they were out in Mobile, I think. They came out in Mobile. Alabama.
Wow.
And they learned, and this Christian organization, I don't remember the name, so many years ago, was helping on them, you know, helping them, loving them, teaching them, mm-hmm. Teaching them skill sets. Well, this man who spoke very limited English, he begins to tell me of all the different jobs that he had. Uh-huh. I couldn't believe it. He said, when I came to this certain area of town, he says, the only thing I knew how to do was be a dishwasher. So I got in there, started washing dishes. And I became so good, I mastered that, and they put me to cook. So he said, I started cooking in the Chinese restaurant. And he said, I mastered it. I learned it. This is all I had. I learned it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I became so good. And he wasn't bragging. He was just kind of, because I was just, you know, tell me mm-hmm. more, tell me more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, I became so good that I've worked for every single restaurant in this, Chinese restaurant in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was being recruited out of each restaurant by the next.
Oh, wow.
I go, oh my goodness. You can say, yeah. And I just learned and I just applied myself. And this is a great, he's telling me, this is a great country. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. You know, I'm feeling more and more and more convicted of this guy. I'm like, okay. So then he tells me, listen to this. Then he tells me, and then I had the idea that I needed to go offshore.
Right.
To be a pipe fitter. He says, I didn't speak good English. And he said, it took me forever to try to convince these guys to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to hire me because I could be a liability. Mm-hmm. If they had to tell me, get out, move, duck, whatever, I could get hurt and not, you know, I wouldn't know the command, what they were telling me. So he said, I just kept on persistently telling them, give me a shot. He says, I became the best pipe fitter.
Wow.
Offshore.
Wow.
Then he tells me. And then my wife, she wanted to open a business doing nail salon. We didn't know nothing about nail salon.
Yeah.
We're just happy to be in America.
Yeah, right.
We're just happy to be here. So she learned. And he says, now my wife has a nail salon business, and I think they employ like 10 people.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting in his beautiful, I mean, huge home, according to America's standards. I can only imagine to the world standards. It's a very big home.
Yeah.
And I just stood in awe that day, and I realized, wow. And I've personally met so many people like this who've come from other countries just for the chance, to come to this great nation and to prosper under the freedoms that we've all been given here. And to see that story and to see that it was in connection with the love of God that brought them over. It was the Constitution. They wanted to become citizens. And to see that whole process unfold, someone who barely spoke the language, who had zero to their name and overcame all of those obstacles, just applied themselves within a context of freedom.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
That is powerful.
It's amazing. Listen, we live in a blessed nation where anybody who comes to this nation can be successful, can get a good education, can teach their family. You know what? And can be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget the blessing of America and what God's given us through a constitutional document. God blessed us with these founding fathers that had the wisdom to write it all down.
That's right. Thank God.
Let's stand for truth and let's pray that we can keep America, not for just America's sake, so that America can stand with Israel and America can continue to send all the missionaries that come out of America all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Let's stand.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.